idea.
By the way, did you say that, did I overhear you saying something about a relative in Minnesota? Because I'm going up to Minnesota later this year.
Casey.
Casey.
Pat Casey was his name. Was it?
Was it
Ambrose?
Zero.
Of course, they would, eh?
Zero, but then he changes the Pat. He didn't make zero. I guess it was
well,
Pat.
I don't know.
So he would
he
be
used to come to our farm.
Yeah, our first cousin.
He's, yeah, so would he still be alive, do you think?
Well, yeah, I think he would.
Yeah. Wait, you would?
He's joking. We are.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
And what city does he live in?
I doubt if he is.
I don't know whether St. Paul or...
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Well, that wasn't the name of the place you mentioned before.
Well, that was Aiken.
Oh, Muckatee, yeah. Washington?
Aiken.
Aiken.
Is that near St. Paul? I never heard of Aiken. So.
Well, it's just a small little town.
Is that where they live, or is it
in
St. Paul?
Well, either they live in St. Paul. Or what's the other one?
I think it's Twin Cities there.
Yeah.
St. Paul.
What's the other one?
Minneapolis.
No, I don't know whether it's Minneapolis or St. Paul.
Minneapolis. And Minneapolis was.
And he wouldn't remember what.
Minneapolis is the name of a city in Minnesota.
Yes, I know, but what's the state?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. I was there. I was at their place.
Well, the St.
Father's place. They had a gorgeous place. A big cowboy place, you know.
And well, it's St. Paul.
How long ago was that? Long time ago?
Oh, yes, that's when I was
there. Well, I was
Mother
married.
And I went. I tell you, our house burned her down one time, and Uncle Pat gave Mother $500. The seemed an awful lot then, she said, and he didn't want to, he said, when you're able to pay it back. So when we all started to work, Mother and I went over, and she paid, he was dead, but she gave it to his daughter. And she said, what?
Well, just a minute,
he was dead.
Which one was that? Is that the
Pat.
Pat.
Mm-hmm. But then there's a son, they used to call him Sarah, but I think he, Cyril or Pat was the name.
No, I never heard that before.
What?
That he was ever called Pat.
Well, he changed it.
Because he had a picture in that album.
He didn't like Cyril, he thought it was Pat.
Oh, don't forget the album. Look for it.
I thought it was this
album.
And you can get it back.
They had that, you see, he went to, it's a small town, but he had stores of everything that was imaginable. Automobiles, the post office,
he liked
it. And he owned half the town, like in the houses and things. And then there was another.
He went there just at the store.
Uncle Pat's wife, sister, was there too.
Well, how about the nun?
She's young. Well, she's in St. Paul.
You could trace her if you wanted to.
Sister Cyril Clare.
Clare.
You should write these down, Daniel.
Cyril
Clare.
Is that the pencil thing?
I don't know.
What's that? You don't know the convent. You know, no. A friend of ours, they got on her mother's
What is she in? What is
hey,
she
St.
Great
Joseph.
Aunt?
St. Joseph. And she used to teach at St. Catherine's College. I don't know whether it was in...
Where?
I don't know whether it was St. Paul or... There's a bunch of college students.
And then there was Irma. Irma Casey.
Well, she's dead.
That is where
I lived though. And when they died.
Oh, she is cute.
Yeah.
She's cute.
And when they died, they left this big residence to Irma. Irma Casey. And she turned it in. There wasn't any Congress at her school in this little town. And she gave that to her. In order of knowledge.
Five separate schools.
And,
she was a good
Well, she never got married. She was engaged to the, you know, the long Freemasons over there. And he wouldn't come to get married with a preacher, so she didn't marry anybody.
He's just a mom.
Huh?
Well, you're a good
thing. They used to come every year.
Well,
we booked out for Johnny's and Quio, and then they'd get a livery and come down to see us. And we all, the poor kids.
You mean the Cases, Father?
Eh?
The Cases came to see us every
year. Well, nearly a lot.
That's what she just said.
Yeah,
oh, I thought she said she never.
And we all, Lila take us all, we have our hair curled,
yeah,
and we all go down the...
You better think it doesn't matter. Oh, I remember they were impressive. They had one of those long carriages. with a couple of horses.
Well, that was a livery and free.
Right on the back.
That was not, it was kind of bad.
There's those menus, right on the back of one of those menus.
I know. That was not ordinary. It was, you know, they were double, like you see in the old movie.
How do you spell zero?
C-Y-R.
Yeah,
I-L.
Claire's my second name. Alma Claire.
Alma Claire. My second name is Lee.
Well, you have to go by the last name now, Sister Cyril Casey. I don't know.
What did you name Granny? What did you name Frank after that?
I don't know.
Who did you name Frank after?
Frank Tierney, a priest.
And a
good friend of my husband.
Oh, really? And his middle name, Joseph?
Well, if I was Francis Joseph, but I don't...
Why did you name him Joseph?
Because Johar was his... I don't know why, did Adam was his grandfather.
Oh, no,
his father wasn't.
My father's father's name was Joseph.
And Fifth, you know why they call him Fifth? Frankie here was born, I had a nurse. Well, I was always up to date, though. I had a nurse at the end of St. David when I was having you. And when they gave me, and Lila, my own sister, got, when they gave me a whiff of chloroform or whatever they gave you, I burst into Alma Maria. And I got a good thing. And Lila said she's kind of frightened her.
Minneapolis and St. Paul. Yeah. Well, there's one of those. Anyway, it's a prize.
But Fisk O'Hare used to come on the 17th of March, a very lovely Irish concert. And Mother always got us the box seats in the Russell Theater. Mm-hmm. And I remember I used to be so frantic. Some of the kids would have seen me up in the box seats.
I don't know how to spell it, Minneapolis even.
Just put M-I-N-E-A, if
you will. Minneapolis.
You know, I can't spell sometimes. Awful. That's true, though. I got a dictionary that I get down. Yes, it's a funny. I lots of things I don't do right.
I've got a flower.
Well, anyway, you looked it up, but I think it'll be hard to
I'll be able to blow it tomorrow.
Well, if she's there, then she would probably, she'd be easy to contact.
Well, I don't know what St. Francis College is in. Of course, they change.
It wouldn't matter. Minneapolis and St. Paul are treated as one city.
Yeah, I know. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Twin cities,
We should get going.
But we were going to something funny. You know, we had a brother, Mark, and he was quite a joker, but one time he took a notion to go to see our Uncle Johnny in Washington, and he went to the back door and pretended he was looking for a handout. And Aunt Bella, Isabel McMillan was her name, she just, oh, you poor boy, come on in. And last we got a big stack of them, and he says, you know who I am? And they wouldn't let him go. They stayed a whole week to visit. But I never saw them at that aunt. But my
aunt. That was in the state of Washington?
Yes. Or
Washington, yeah. D.C.?
No, Mukilteo, Washington. It's a lumbering town. And they had
Were they Brennan's or what?
Yeah, Brennan's, my father's people. And Uncle Johnny, when he came to our, I got a $10 gold piece. And sometimes I think kids are awful spenders when I think of it. I couldn't get it uptown fast enough to get there. It was exchange on a pen. Our dollar was worth more. I don't remember, but about the hat. And I had feathers in the home, but Mother said, what are you going to do with that? I thought it was beautiful. And so Orma wore it, and I got nothing for it, because, you know, she didn't, well, she, I don't think she had any money either, but Mother wouldn't let me wear it. She said, it's not old, much older, but she was 6 years old, I guess. And I often worried about that, but I spent that $10 and never got even anything for it. But I could have had a lovely trip out there. He wanted to take me out and just to visit, you know, meet the family. And Mother was so pathetic that she started crying if I would go. So when I think of it now, well, didn't I miss it a lot? I could have admired a lovely one of the same relatives. I'm not positive that Attorney General is our relative, but he would have been, he might have been born after that too, but he wasn't very, you know, but at the time, man, with the grandmother. And we were up at the cottage, the summer cottage, when he came. And I remember, what was that kind of whiskey he bought, or wine?
I wouldn't know, I don't know.
Oh, don't tell me. Remember, it was a anyway, whatever the special was, Tommy said that's the only kind he'd get. And they'd ordered for him on Girdle Lake. And he wasn't a drinker, you know. But it was...
That's strange, we all are.
And somehow...
Oh, I meant to bring them down and I forgot. I had them on my dresser ready to bring them
down. My Libra said, property, extensive property coming into your being or into your hand. But you know, really, if we had looked at after it,
anyway,
I think we could
anyway, add somebody in both.
I don't think
that's very. I'm sure they would love to see somebody from over here, but
my would love to see that.
The St. Catharines and St. Paul's. I don't know which where they are.
Well, who were the? Then you had some relatives in Flint, Michigan, too, didn't you?
No.
You didn't? I thought I remember you were telling about somebody
in Flint,
Michigan.
Hibbing, Minnesota. We used to have some relatives. I think they're all there. So.
Where?
Hibbing, Minnesota. Mother had a cousin, first cousin, I think. Yeah. He was a senator in the Hibbing district there. But the Sarma Casey called her, but they didn't like him because he had gotten a divorce.
What?
He got a divorce.
Go on, you don't divorce your friend.
Well, that's what she said.
Who did that?
Irma Casey.
I'm sure there's a divorce.
And then there was Judge.
Wasn't that funny? I was sure you mentioned something about Flint, Michigan.
Flint, Michigan, Illinois, Michigan.
I was just trying to think. And he was related to Molly, too, remember? The judge was over there. And remember, what was the name of that man that came from the States and he was a lawyer and he stayed at Arbridge? Scott, wasn't it?
Yeah. But she was married to one of her mother's cousins.
And they were wealthy people. She said that she'd come to the farm and stay on a visit. And she, on purpose, she'd leave quite an array of dresses in the clothes closet for her. And she would be...
Who's that?
Some.
Mother said.
Yeah, Mother.
Well, she had an aunt, Jane.
Jane.
Passion.
Holly?
Passion.
Passion.
She had lived in New York. Mm-hmm. And this Joseph
Cash,
her son, that's the senator of the ball town. Mm-hmm. That's a hang of a long time ago. I'm pretty old now.
I'm not.
You look that old.
Don't tell me that I'm old.
Well, you're not.
That's the truth, though. If you forget about the age and just keep yourself as well as you can. You have to live with it in that period, but
everybody goes home.